Okay, as always, we make it a point to talk some NBA on our show, and one of the teams we are going to focus our attention on right now is the New York Knicks, because they certainly have struggled this season, and it is not easy when you lose your big man in Tyson Chandler, and then the news of Amari Stoudemire coming out this week sidelined with swelling in his knee, and head coach Mike Woodson sharing that perhaps he could be out for a while. And then you add into the mix the late-game mismanagement with that loss against Washington on Monday night when they failed to call a timeout. The New York Knicks are really struggling mightily. So that is the current state of the Knicks. That is the present. But in our next interview, we're going to focus on the glory days, relive some of those wonderful memories that will inform and will entertain all of you diehard Knicks fans, because I know you're out there and I know you're listening in on this Friday night. We are so delighted to welcome into our program at Yahoo Sports Radio, former sports columnist for the New York Times and a Pulitzer Prize award-winning author, the great Ira Burkow. How are you, Ira?
Well, I'm fine. I had a little post-nasal drip last night, but otherwise I'm okay.
Well, you are game ready, and I want you to give us the pulse, give us the vibe on what in the world is going on up there in New York with your Knicks.
Well, when you watch a game, the best thing that you can do is have your hand ready to cover your eyes, because they play not intelligently, and it's kind of I mean, they're 7-17. They don't execute, and even if they have injuries and or not injuries, I mean, you know, teams overcome injuries, and I don't know if a new coach can make a difference with these players. I doubt it, really.
Ira Burkow is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I didn't mention your new book that is out. It is titled Autumn's in the Garden, The Coach of Camelot and Other Knicks Stories. We're going to hit on that just in a moment, but it really has been for the Knicks. It's been a dreadful season. Why do you think, when you pinpoint it, you break it down, why do you think this team is so dysfunctional? I mean, they certainly have had their share of injuries.
I think that they have too many players who are just individualists, and it starts with Carmelo Anthony. And J.R. Smith, you know, they don't seem to be able to share the ball, and they are the primary scorers as well. And so I think that's the primary reason. Looking to their stars, and of course now Tyson Chandler is out. He's a great defensive player, and that makes a difference as well, of course. But they're close in games. And they lose games that they probably with good teamwork should win, even with Tyson Chandler out with a broken leg.
You know, Ira, I flip back the calendar to the month of October, and you look what happened in the preseason. The Knicks only won two games. I mean, did you think that was a true indicator of perhaps, you know, that they would have such a dramatic, you know, fall off from even last year? I mean, they were 54-28 last year, and they lost in that first round in the semifinals to the Pacers.
Yeah, well, the Pacers are very good. And I mean, the Pacers could very well be the NBA champs this year.
Yeah.
But preseason often doesn't mean very much. The coach is experimenting with different sets and so forth. And so I don't know. But I mean, they've lost some games. They were just been horrendous. They lost like 41 points to the Celtics at home, which is the worst beating of any NBA team this year. It's really kind of a disaster, and after games or all through the games, they keep getting booed. So it's a rough business, and I don't know how much more Mike Woodson can do. If they have a new coach, they still have the same players.
Well, yes, Mike Woodson, he's taken some heat. Perhaps his time is running out, and that's a whole other conversation that we can get into. But let's preview your new book that is out, titled Autumn's in the Garden, The Coach of Camelot and Other Knicks Stories. It truly is the best of Burkow. Share a little bit about, for all the listeners tonight, what they can look forward to when they pick up a copy of this for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a collection of my columns going back 40-some years. You know, I've been around this team and other teams as well, but those are columns that go back to the great days of the Knicks. I cover them and when they won their two championships in 70 and 73, and all these wonderful players. And talk about teamwork. I mean, they were just the epitome. And they had a wonderful coach in Red Holtzman. And they were just fun to be around, and so many of their players went on to extraordinary things. And, you know, of course, Bradley became a U.S. Senator. Phil Jackson became the winningest coach in NBA history. Walt Frazier is a brilliant analyst, even though he does some kind of corny rhyming. DeBuscher was a player coach when he was 24 years old, and then later became general manager of the Knicks and commissioner of another basketball league. So Willis Reed became an outstanding coach. So they were just a wonderful group of people.
Well, it is truly, you're funny. Yeah, it's fabulous, Reed, and it brings back so many memories. You don't have to be a diehard Knicks fan if you love the NBA. I even loved where you shared about Mo Cheeks. I thought that was great and just showed that chivalry. And he was the ultimate good Samaritan. So, Ira, we're short on time. We will definitely have you back in 2014. All the best, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports.